The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stuff.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy, this some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
I don't, and I know you think that's a standard answer, but for a lot of reasons, I do not worry about it. And those reasons are personal to me, but do I acknowledge that it's certainly out there and could happen? Absolutely. But do I worry about it? I absolutely do not worry about it for many, many reasons.
First on the Morning Brew, Vic Fangio is not worried about his job with two games to play in the season. Stink. And I think it's pretty obvious that he should be. And maybe should have already been relieved of his duties as of yesterday, according to what many people think, what Sean Drotar and I talked about on this program yesterday. But Fangio's not worried.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you can't worry about it. You can't sit there and fret over whether you're going to retain your job or not. If Vic Fangio wants to coach in this league, Vic Fangio will have no problem. He'll be unemployed for 2 minutes. Now, he won't be a head coach again, but he'll go back to being a defensive coordinator, which is what he does, which is what he is best at. And, you know, and so he'll be hired instantly as soon as he gets released, if he gets released. So you can't worry about it. You just got to keep going and doing what you believe is the right thing to do. Obviously, they haven't had success. This is going to be the looks like it's going to be the third losing season in a row, right? So, I mean, I believe him. I'll take him at his word. He's not worried about it. You think about it? Of course you think about it, but there's not a whole lot you can do.
Yeah, what's worrying going to do?
Yeah.
Right? It's not going to change anything. All right, next on the Morning Brew.
I'm super frustrated, man. You know, we want to establish a run. We have two great backs that are probably two of the best in the league right now, and we just didn't get the job done. Flat out was that. We made too many little mistakes, and they were moving around and causing us some hectic, and we had to adjust, and we just didn't adjust, and that's totally falls on us, and we got to do a better job.
Garrett Bowles, very disappointed in the offensive line play in the loss to the Raiders, and I think, Stink, in the long list of disappointments and things that went wrong for the Broncos on Sunday, this probably jumps to the top of the list for me. In a game that everyone was expecting the Broncos to run the ball, not only a lot, but run it effectively and lean on the running game to help out Drew Lock, the offensive line just got their doors blown off and were absolutely dominated by a very average Raiders front.
Correct. And yeah, they did not run it. I mean, they didn't run it well at all, but you know, it's again, there's part of it for me is what's your commitment level to it. And I know it's harder to commit to it when it's not going well. You know, when you have a couple of, you know, you've got a few negative runs in there and, you know, the next thing you know, you're second down and 14 because you had a minus 4 yard run, you know, this, that, and the other. And I get that. Hard to stay committed to that. But that's another thing that you have to be able to figure out. You have to be able to have some tank runs that you're going to run it regardless of the front, regardless of the look that you get. And you know that you can block it. And those are things that, again, that you have to be, in my mind, you have to be able to do as an offensive coordinator. And you have to have, I always talk about having your identity, having things that you know how to run, and you're going to run them come hell or high water. And there is not going to be an option. You know, there is not going to be a little smoke screen that you can run off of it if you get too many guys in the box or whatever. No, hell no. Figure out how to do it, understand how to do it, and then commit to it. And like, if you're not committing to it, if you have outs on that stuff based upon what they give us, and I know that it's not the perfect look or it's not the look you want, but you still have to be able to. You never get the look you want in the red zone. Why are you such a crappy red zone team? Well, you'll never get the look you want in the red zone. It's still important to know how to do it, and that those are the things that I look at. On a week-to-week basis, the teams that are good, they have, in my mind, they have an identity. They know what they are, and they know what they can lean on. And you're not going to take them out of it, regardless of what you do. And I don't believe that we have that offensive
line. Yeah, zero or negative yards running on first down every single series probably didn't help the cause too much either. Next on the Morning Brew.
He looks like he belongs. I've said it since summer league. Davon Reed is an NBA player. 15 points, 6 of 8 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3. And obviously lots of very good defensive possessions guarding Eric Bledsoe. Tough challenge. And the last play of the game, obviously we're up 3. They have the ball. And his ability to sit down and guard and force Boston into a very tough shot. So I just like D. Reed's confidence. He looks very, very comfortable and confident out there. And I think that's the key. You know, you got to believe that you belong, and he certainly does.
Michael Malone on Davon Reed for the Nuggets. That was after he helped them win and was a really key contributor, winning the game Sunday night against the Clippers. The problem with this situation, Mark, is Davon Reed on his second of two 10-day contracts. It expires tonight after they play the Warriors and the Nuggets don't have a roster spot for him. That's going to be an issue going forward because he's helping and he's helping now. I think he's earned a spot on this roster and the Nuggets are going to have to make a move. I'm actually writing about it today on DenverFan.com and they need to shake something up to make room for this guy because he's helping.
Yeah, well, who do they shake up? Who do they knock off? Who do they? Because you got to, it's a one for one, right? You got to bring him on. You got to take one off. So who do they take off?
In my opinion, it should be Bol Bol. He's not going to play here. He's never going to play here. I know it might be blasphemy to the fan base that loves to cheer him in garbage time when he gets in blowouts and the potential of what he could do. Look, he doesn't want to be here. He's not a fit here. He's not going to play here. It's just not going to happen, right? It was a nice long shot swing on a second round pick. But if you could get anything for him, and I know they've tried and it hasn't materialized, but you have to make another push. If you can get a second round pick for Bol Bol where you just dump what's left on his salary, his contract's up after this year, get rid of it, take a pick instead, make that room for Davon Reed. It's someone who helps now versus someone who isn't ever going to help on this team, and the Nuggets need to make that move.
If you can't trade him, you just release him?
Yes. Or if you can't trade or release Vlatko Chanchar, one of those two guys. I think Bol has more potential than Chanchar, but Chanchar has a better chance of playing in the rotation with the mix they have, right? He doesn't have as high of a ceiling as Bol does, but Bol's never going to play here. So he's the guy. And Davon Reed has earned a spot on this roster. He deserves it. And if you don't, you're going to be playing against him, right? So sometime soon.
Right? Well, I mean, like when you hear that kind of praise, Michael Malone just doesn't throw around. I'm not going to say he's as bad as Vic Fangio when it comes to throwing around compliments, but Michael Malone doesn't say things that he doesn't believe. He's a straight shooter. He believes in that. Defense, when he compliments a guy, and that's one of the things that he's been so adamant about and so upset about with this Nuggets team at times, when they just decide not to show up defensively, when he starts praising a guy for his defense, you know he's serious. You know that guy will play for Michael Malone.
And he trusts Reed, and even and just as importantly, Reed knows that Malone trusts him. So he's free to play the way he plays. He's not feeling forced into, right, you know, a square peg into a round hole, right? He's not being forced into a situation as a call-up to do something that he doesn't do.
Right.
They're playing to his strengths, and they're trusting him and letting him play, and it's working, right? He's helping this team, and he's earned a spot. All right, next on the Morning Brew.
Tagovailoa gets the snap. It's a pitch out, and it's a jet sweep to the near side, and it's caught there by Waddle, who creaks in over the guard, and a block and a touchdown. First offensive touchdown of the game.
Kevin Harlan on Westwood One last night. Does the Dolphins get the job done against the pretty much quarterbackless Saints? Once again, 20-3. Miami wins and improves to 8-7. You surprised at this Dolphins turnaround and what Tua's been able to do here late in the season?
Yeah, I really am. Now, defensively, they're nasty. I mean, they just come after your opponent's quarterback. They are lining up in double A gap blitz. They're trying to get one-on-one singles. They're coming off the edge. They're a zero cover team. I remember in Baltimore that night when they destroyed Baltimore, I think it was in Baltimore. I don't know if it was in Baltimore or if it was in Miami. It doesn't matter. It was a Thursday night game. And I think in 50-some-odd snaps, like 58 or 60 snaps, they came with cover zero 42 times. I mean, meaning cover zero just means you're straight man-to-man. You don't have a hole defender. You don't have a middle linebacker in the hole defending kind of in a zone situation or a deep safety. You're just straight man-to-man saying, we're bringing more than you got, and can you make a play outside? Can you beat one of our corners? Can you beat one of our safeties? Can you beat a linebacker? And I tell you, they're aggressive. I'm shocked. I'm just shocked how well. Yeah, I mean, they started the season 1-6, and they won, their last 7 games in a row, I believe.
Amazing what a well-coached team can do in the course of a season. That's the morning brew for you. Mike Klisser, 9 News Broncos Insider, next on The Fan.